USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. The Justice Department has sued to block Texas' updated congressional and state house maps, Attorney General Merrick Garland said Monday, alleging that the districts redrawn after the 2020 census disenfranchise minorities in violation of the Voting Rights Act.
Texas has violated Section 2 by creating redistricting plans that deny or abridge the rights of Latino and black voters to vote on account of their race, color, or membership in a language minority group.
Lawmakers will honor Bob Dole Thursday when he lies in state in the rotunda of the U.S. Capitol. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi called the former Senate Majority Leader an extraordinary patriot and noted his heroic service in World War II. Opening the Senate, Majority Leader Chuck Schumer praised Dole's character and described him as a great statesman. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot. I want to tell you about my friends at Tangible Investments. Tangible is among the biggest precious metals and rare coin dealers in America. 35 years in business, billions in sales. They sold one rare coin collection for $15 million, the largest private sale in history at the time. They've been awarded the PNG designation. That means they're the best of the best in the world. But here's the big advantage for you. Tangible might just have the lowest overhead of any precious metals dealers. That means they can afford to give you incredible deals. Tangible will sell you gold at 1% over the New York spot price. Just 1% over the New York spot price? Who does that? No one ever. Just say Root. That's it. You get your gold at a price no one in America can match. This offer is limited to 5 ounces per family. Get started by contacting Tangible Investments at 800-384-41. That's toll free, 800-384-41. Be sure to say Root, 800-384-41, or online at TII1.com.
The number of police shot and killed in the line of duty has reached a new high, according to statistics from the Fraternal Order of Police. As of midnight on November 30th, there have been 314 officers shot in the line of duty this year. Of those officers shot, 58 of them were killed by gunfire. The FOP stated in a presentation on monthly statistics of shootings of police. Heather McDonald is an expert on the subject.
When you compare that 58 dead officers to the number of officers in the country, which is about 675,000. And then let's look at how many unarmed blacks have been fatally shot by a police officer this year. 4.
Nearly 600 scientists and educators have voiced opposition against California's new K-12 mathematics framework that de-emphasizes advanced courses, warning that it would only worsen the disparities it seeks to address. This is USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 6. Americans spend over $90 million weekly on bingo. Why? When you can play Bingo Treasure for free. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. All free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry. Free accounts are limited.
New York City will impose vaccine mandates for the private sector right after Christmas.
New York City will impose a vaccine mandate for all private sector employers in the nation's largest city. The mandate will go into effect on December 27th. Mayor de Blasio on MSNBC Monday morning.
We've got Omicron as a new factor. We've got the colder weather, which is going to really create additional challenges with the Delta variant. We've got holiday gatherings. We in New York City have decided to use a preemptive strike to really do something bold to stop the further growth of COVID and the dangers it's causing to all of us. So as of today, we're going to announce a first-in-the-nation measure. Our health commissioner will announce a vaccine mandate for private sector employers across the board.
It should be noted the Omicron variant of COVID-19 in Africa, where it originated from, is not causing any extra hospitalizations on that continent. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Cargo ships waited in record numbers to offload goods at the nation's busiest ports this week as officials again delayed the start of a new system that would fine shipping companies for storing containers at the busy terminals. An influx of 96 container ships were waiting in line to offload at the Los Angeles and Long Beach ports December 3rd, said Kip Laudit, executive director of the Marine Exchange of Southern California. This was an increase from November 16th, when a record of 86 ships were anchored in the nearby waters. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.